Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. In Puerto Rico, hurricane warnings are out and shelters have been opened as the island's power company warns residents to be prepared for significant service disruptions from Tropical Storm Fiona. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, Fiona is expected to strengthen to a hurricane before it reaches the island's southern coast on Sunday.
The National Hurricane Center says Fiona may have winds over 70 miles per hour as it moves over Puerto Rico. It will also bring heavy rain, 12 to 16 inches, as much as 20 inches in some areas. The rainfall is likely to produce what the Hurricane Center is calling life-threatening flash flooding, along with mudslides. The island's power company says it's mobilized more than 1,300 workers to respond to anticipated outages. Fiona is expected to move northwest over Puerto Rico and then over parts of the Dominican Republic. Meteorologists say the storm will likely strengthen after that, but will turn north on a path that keeps it well away from the U.S. Atlantic coast. Greg Allen, NPR News.
In California, fire crews continue to battle the mosquito fire, which is burning west of Lake Tahoe. The blaze has scorched more than 70,000 acres and is about 20% contained. From member station KQED, Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman reports.
After a record-breaking heat wave last week, forecasts call for over an inch of rain in much of Northern California in the coming days. But fire crews say it won't do much to rein in California's largest wildfire. Scott McLean with Cal Fire says even though rain is always welcome, the fire still has potential.
It's not going to put it out. It's not what we call the cure-all by any means. Is it going to help? Sure, it will.
But McLean also says rain can complicate things, increasing winds, turning soil into mud, and even causing mudslides where fires have burned. On top of that, temperatures are expected to reach the mid-80s by next weekend. For NPR News, I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman in San Francisco.
The Czech Republic, which holds the presidency of the European Union, is calling for an international war crimes tribunal to look at alleged atrocities committed by Russian forces in the Ukrainian city of Izum. A mass burial site was discovered there this week, and as NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Izum, the exhumation of bodies there continues.
Workers in white Tyvek suits continue to slowly remove bodies from individual graves in a forest on the outskirts of Izum. Some of the dead are in coffins, but most have simply been placed in the ground fully clothed. Some were buried with their hands tied behind their backs. The mass burial site was discovered soon after Ukrainian troops liberated Izum from Russian forces on September 10th.
Є інформація, що це могили.
Vladimir Olimar with the regional prosecutor's office says 17 Ukrainian soldiers were found in one mass grave, but most of the people exhumed so far from the hundreds of graves in the forest appear to be local civilians. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Izum, Ukraine.
And you're listening to NPR News. Western defense officials say Ukrainian troops have continued their push to push their counteroffensive in the northeastern part of the country, forcing Russian troops to fall back and set up a new defensive line. Ukrainian troops broke through the previous defenses earlier this week. Russian President Vladimir Putin, meanwhile, says he'll continue to press his attack on Ukraine despite the military setbacks. Putin made his comments at a high-level summit in Uzbekistan on Saturday. Haiti's Justice Minister, Berto Dorsey, has criticized violence across that country in the past week as anti-government protests there continue. Demonstrators, meanwhile, are calling for the Prime Minister's immediate resignation. The BBC's Leonardo Rocha reports.
Berto Dorsey has vowed to identify and punish those behind attacks against public and private property across Haiti. On social media, the Justice Minister said the violence was being incited by lawless and godless people interested in seizing power. The unrest erupted after the government announced the end of fuel subsidies, which led to an immediate increase of more than 100% in petrol and diesel prices. Haiti has been ruled by decree for many years, and the situation has deteriorated since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse over a year ago.
All eight of Queen Elizabeth's grandchildren stood in a silent vigil beside her coffin on Saturday. Many mourners who wanted to see the coffin as it lies in state waited for more than 16 hours and endured London's coldest night in months. King Charles III and Prince William also made an unannounced visit on Saturday to greet the waiting crowds. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.